All right. First and 10 now at the 20-yard line. They have now officially entered the red zone with 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in the half. Loggers looking to score more points. They're up 32-12. All right, one running back in the backfield. Shotgun. Ball hike. The handoff up the middle as 18's carrying. Breaks a tackle. Can he carry us the field? He does! And that's a touchdown for the Loggers, which what I started that play thinking it was just a routine run up the gut, but he broke one tackle and was able to carry it further up the field, as that is Evan Hollinger with a great powerful run there. Touchdown! Now, that one I'm not going to mistake at the 2-yard line like I did before. He ran that straight up the gut, up the middle of the field. The score is now 38-12. Here's the 2-point conversion. Ball hiked. Thrown. Has a chance. He drops it. Number 20, Brody Janicek, it was the intended receiver. And that was a tough catch. It was over the shoulder. Had to be a hands-only catch as he was running, but it's no good. So the score will remain 38-12, Loggers winning against the Screaming Eagles here in Park Falls. All right. Screaming Eagles have 3 minutes in their timeouts remaining, so they absolutely have the time and opportunity to score before half. Let's see what we got. Now, first things first, though. The Loggers have been onside kicking the whole night. So there's no guarantee you get the ball back. Eagles got to recover this. I imagine they're just going to continue to onside kick. Because, I mean, right now there's no reason not to. Okay. All righty. Just waiting on the refs to give the whistle. Here we go. It's a squib kick, and it's going to be recovered by the Screaming Eagles at about the 42-yard line of their own side of the field with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the half. If you're just joining us, we've had a banger of a game as the Loggers lead 38-12. Screaming Eagles get the ball at half, so they're looking to score here as fast as they can. Try to chain together some scores, right? Yeah, you score here, try to get the 2-point conversion, then you score again right at half, and then you're back in this game. So, still plenty of game to play. All right, one wide receiver right, two left, four linemen. One Hudson hikes it, keeps the ball, breaks one tackle, and gets about 4 yards. He would have got more, but the defender had a great job, great effort. He got one hand on Hudson and forced Hudson to have to break the tackle instead of just being able to smoothly run forward into the secondary, right? All right. So about 2nd and 7. The ball is placed at the 46, a little bit further than the 46-yard line on the Eagles' side of the ball. All right, four wide receivers again, two right, two left this time, Hudson and Shotgun. And the Loggers have done a good job of just bringing two in pressure. All right, just bringing two again. They're going to pressure him. Throws the ball this time, and it's caught for a short gain, but a gain nonetheless. It's going to be pushing the line to gain only 2 yards now. So it'll be 3rd and 2 with less than 2 minutes left in this half. Eagles still have 3 timeouts, but you're kind of moving into, you don't have to rush, but you got to hurry. As 1 minute and 40 seconds remain in the half. Eagles taking their time in the huddle. All right, here we go. Wide receiver right, Bonga in the backfield, Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked. The handoff to Dalton Schmidt, lowers his shoulder, gets the first down. And we have Screaming Eagle first down. The ball is now in enemy territory at the 46-yard line. The clock stops, so time. Oh, nope, they were just placing the first down. The clock has remained running. That rule always throws me off. When you get those first downs, the clock stops until the ball is placed. Okay. 105 remains in the first half. Eagles have one wide receiver left, Hudson and shotgun with Bonga in the backfield. Bonga motion left. Hudson keeps and hands it on the counter to Bonga, who then fumbles and has to go down. Bonga does a good job of getting on top of the ball to keep the ball from going any further. And with that, we have a timeout called on the for the Screaming Eagles here. 52 seconds remain in the half as the Screaming Eagles have called timeout. Bonga's fumbling the ball there. That hurts. I mean, he kept possession of the ball, so that's good. But now instead of a potential, because, like, obviously he wasn't going to touch down that play unless the loggers, like, all fell over, right? But there was a hole there to get 4 or 5 yards, right? You could see it from my angle. So instead of, like, a 3, 4, 5 yard gain, you're looking at a 2 yard loss. So second and 12. And when we get back up this timeout, it'll be 48 seconds, 48 yards to go to get that TD. Thank you for joining us here on 98Q Country. I'd like to remind everyone that you can also download the Civic Media app, in which you can not only listen to the game live, but the games get archived, and you can go back and listen to the ones that have already been called. I'm glad we have that feature, because in a world where the Schwamming Screaming Eagles come back and win in this game, you're definitely going to want to come back and listen to this one. Whereas if you're the Loggers, you go on an undefeated season, you win here, win that, you want to listen to some of those games as well. All right. Three wide receivers right, one left, shotgun. They have three rushers this time. All right, 3-on-3 for the line. Hudson looking, backpedaling. Throws the ball, gets a completion to Dalton Schmidt, lowers his shoulder. It's going to be short to the line of gain, but it's pretty darn close. It's going to be placed right at the first down. It's going to be third and inches, unless the refs calling for a chain gain. The refs are saying the Eagles want to get rolling. Chain gain is saying, out there, this is a ref timeout now. The refs want the measure. The refs want it measured. Okay, the refs are running it out, getting measured right here. This is so close. Third and inches or first down? I mean, if you're the Eagles, I would be on that field as a coach, like, hey, let's go, let's treat this as a timeout. They are short, and it is inches. So third down, it is so close. All right, either way, it's four down ball, right? There's 39 seconds in this half. The ball is placed around the 35-yard line, a little bit more, and here we go. Wide receiver left, two right, and then Dalton Schmidt's in the tight end position on the left side with Hudson Hilgarten shotgun. Ball hiked, Hudson looking, under pressure, he's able to escape pressure, looking right, throws it well hit, and it's going to be another interception, and it's going to be potential, big hit by number 50 on the defense. And Hudson got hit while he threw. His receiver was open, but because he got hit, the ball floated, and we have another interception made by the Phillips Loggers. Good defense. The Loggers are not intimidated by Hudson Hilgarten's ability to run around in the backfield. And so what they're doing is they're doing a great job of containing and then collapsing. Contain and then collapse. They're not collapsing first and then allowing Hudson Hilgarten to break containment, but rather making sure he can't just run outside. And then once they see that Hudson has to set his feet, then they go in for the dagger. Good job of the defense. All right. Quarterback and shotgun. BJ in motion right. He's now a receiver now. Ball hiked. It's going to be a handoff to number 22 in the backfield. Tackled for a big loss. And we have a potential timeout called by the Loggers. Loggers are trying to score here before half. They have 23 seconds left remaining. All right. You're just joining us here. Halftime is just around the corner. The Loggers lead 38-12. When we get to half, we have two halftime segments that I do every single week or every time I cast. First things first, we'll do the second half or the first half recap, which will take some time, and recap those that are just joining us or maybe missed the first quarter, second quarter. And then in the second part of the halftime show, we will go into keys to success in the second half. So just because we hit halftime doesn't mean you have to turn it off. You can keep on listening, and we will have the content for you getting prepared for the second half of this game. Teams are playing hard. Loggers are in the lead 38-12, but I'd like to remind everybody, at the end of the first quarter, it was 12-32. So, like, we've only had one. The game exploded with points in the first quarter. But when it came to the second quarter, both defenses came alive, and both offenses are starting to kind of struggle. Hudson Hillgard has thrown two interceptions in the second half. First one was a total on him, no pressure, just whizzed it to the guy. And the second one was a forced interception by the defensive end who made contact at the time of throw. BJ motion right. Shea looking to pass. Throws it for completion to number 8. They're going to keep him inside. It looks like the Eagles might get called for a face mask, potentially. Or let's see what the refs called there. Okay. Refs are converging right now. Are we looking at a potential helmet to helmet? Oh, there's no penalty on the play. Okay. Okay. Refs pick it up either way. So there was another timeout called by the Phillips Loggers because the Screaming Eagles did a great job of keeping the receiver from going out of bounds. So the Loggers now have a second charge timeout. They have one remaining with 15 seconds remaining in the second half. They lead 38-12, and the Loggers' sheer ability to score from anywhere on this field leads me to believe that they believe that as well. And if there's even 1 second left, they believe in themselves to be able to score. Eagles have done an incredible job in the second quarter of really surefire defense here. The multiple goal line stops, which I thought were 2-point conversions, but in actuality was just actual defense preventing a touchdown. As well as another turnover on down and a fumble recovery. First quarter was a story of offense. Second quarter, story of defense. All right. Loggers ready with one receiver set all the way on the left side. Denizine in shotgun. We have 5 linemen down. Here we go.
7.
The 3rd and 7 at the 48-yard line. Ball hiked. Shea keeps it, running left. He's going to run into some Eagles and get tackled. Last timeout called for the Loggers. It is going to be 4th and 2 with 9 seconds remaining in this first half here. I imagine this will be the last real play because if it's a turnover on downs here, the Screaming Eagles will have a chance on their offense to try to score. But the Eagles have more had to drive rather than the home run hits. But, you know, you never know. Why not? Try it out. Crowd's been great today. Weather's been great today, let me tell you. No clouds in the sky. It's 54 degrees out right now. Little bit of wind, but honestly, most people got their coats and hats on, but I wouldn't really describe tonight as cold at all, just a little chilly. But everyone down on the field's probably feeling great. This is like perfect football weather to be playing football. So, all righty. Loggers getting ready. All righty, here we go. BJ in motion. Shea keeps it. He's under pressure, has to whiz it. It's incomplete. There's going to be 4 seconds left in this half. It's a turnover on downs. Screaming Eagles ball as they force another turnover on downs. good defense played for the Eagles this entire second quarter. And same with the Loggers. The Loggers have been giving up chunk yards, but the difference is they've been doing great. Pat, two interceptions. Loggers are just showing you that, hey, they are ball hawks. They're ready. So, basically, to prevent a delay game, it's not like the Eagles weren't in threat of the delay of game, but because there's only 4 seconds left, which is usually how long a regular play run, you know, regular play long lasts between 4 and 8 seconds, depending on how long the play runs, right? So, the coach, he's like, I got timeouts to burn. So, the Eagles coach called timeout here just to give his team a little bit more time to discuss what this last play looks like. If the Eagles score on this play here, that would be so much juice for this crowd and this team. They get the ball back at half, and if they have a chance to cut the lead from 26 down to 20, down to 18, that would be huge. All right. Two wide receivers right, four wide receivers right. That's an interesting formation. Ball hiked. Hudson looking. The tight end actually came back, and Hudson's going to potentially be sacked, and that's going to be end of first half. They just needed extra protection, but the Loggers are like, we're not going to give you the time to throw a Hail Mary. Great defense by the Loggers there on that last play of the first half, and with this, we finally move into halftime. If you've been listening, thank you so much. The score is 38. For the Phillips Loggers, 12 for the home team of the Screaming Eagles. And we're going to kick it to a commercial break here on 98Q Country. And when we come back, we'll have our first half recap. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jetland bringing you tonight's game of the Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. We've had an exciting one as we are in halftime. If you're just joining us now, we're about to do the first half recap. First half recap started explosively. We had a story of two quarters today. First quarter, we had a kick return to start the game by the Loggers, and then the Eagles drove down the field, had a passing touchdown. Dylan Heath was able to receive and score. Then the Loggers, on their first actual offensive play, ran the ball 60 yards. I think it was 60. The kick return was 63. I believe it was 58 yards for a rushing touchdown. Huge play. Then the Eagles had a turnover on downs. Then the Loggers scored from like 60. The Eagles were able to then drive down the field and get another score. And then it was like another huge play. It was like 62 or 61-yard play by the Loggers. No, that was a 58-yarder that went to the one-yard line. They rushed and scored. Basically, it was just like the Loggers just were like, if the ball's in our hands, we're scoring from literally anywhere on this field. Okay, like they just huge scores from everywhere. They run a play. Shea Dennazine, BJ had one that was just really good running. Like, and they're fast too. They're just ripping them down the field. And the Eagles just seemed out of sorts. Like, their rush defense really isn't that good throughout the season, and the Loggers were just absolutely pushing their thumb into the wound, right? So the first quarter comes to an end. The score is 12-32, and you're just like, wow, what a first quarter. Things are crazy. Second quarter, you're like, this is going to get out of hand. Like, you know, the Eagles have obviously been able to score. The Loggers are just showing you that they can just floor anybody, which we've seen. The Loggers are 7-0. They've been kind of flooring everybody. Now, the Loggers are 4-3, or the Eagles are 4-3, so they've had some good wins and they've had some tough losses. I know Hurley, they've got one loss. Swami lost to them 2 weeks ago, but it was a really competitive game about through three quarters. So the Eagles can kind of hang with anybody, especially offensively. And so the second quarter is like, are we just going to get another like crazy banger of a quarter, just like we just had? The answer is no. We had a banger in a different way, as both defenses came alive. As like I said, the score was 12-32 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, the score is 12-38. The Loggers were only able to score one time, and the Eagles were driving semi-successfully a couple of times. But what happened was the Eagles threw two interceptions, and the Loggers fumbled the ball once. And the Loggers had a couple turnover on downs. The Eagles had one. So it's just like the defense is just completely bricked. They totally turned into walls and were just – they were getting into the backfield. They were causing tackles for losses. They were keeping Hudson Hilgard contained and collapsing. They've been responding – the Loggers have been responding super well. The Schwamigan Eagles' pass offense for the last 3 to 4 weeks has been amazing, like actually amazing. If they've been efficient, they've been explosive, their yak yards have been crazy. They really have three or four players that can catch the ball and move. And Dylan Eath, and then their star receiver, I would say, is easily Corbin Phelps, who got hurt, by the way, today. And I honestly, Corbin being hurt, he would go out there, run around, and then come back off the field and stretch because of his leg. I don't know if his ankle, calf, whatever it was, foot. But he's limited right now, and I think that's just a really big hit. He had a chance for a big conversion play, but dropped the ball or tipped. I don't know if the corner made a really good effort. I mean, he did make a good effort. I don't know if he got his hand on the ball. But either way, the defenses have played wonderfully in the second quarter, and the offenses were efficient. The Loggers was explosive, right? They just scored everywhere. Not to mention the kick return, right? The kick return, you could take 8 points away from the offense, right? Like, if you consider it this way, right? 8 points came from their special teams. So you could, looking at the offense, if we're rating offenses, the offenses are 30 points for the Loggers and 12 for the Screaming Eagles. So that kick return was just such an explosive way to open up this game for the Loggers, and has really kind of kept them out of reach right now for the Eagles. Eagles really needed to score before half to try to, because they get the ball back at half, to try to push this forward. So we're going to go to another commercial break, and when we come back, we'll move into our second segment, Keys to Success in the Second Half. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. I'm Steve Jellin bringing you tonight's game and halftime show. As we are in the second segment of our halftime show, keys to success in the second half. For those that are just joining us, the Schwamburg and Streaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers. Eagles have 12 points, Loggers have 38, and we're in halftime. And the Eagles receive at half. Keys to success in the second half. We'll start with the away team, and then we'll end with the home team. For the Phillips Loggers, they need their key to success right now. And I know they've had two big interceptions, right? One of them was fluky, where Hudson just threw it straight at the defense. The other one was good pressure for on the Hudson Hill guard. And that's the key to success. It is obvious now what the Eagles need to do to come back in this game. Like, if you were to, like, just imagine a scenario. How do the Eagles come back and beat us? Like, if you're the Loggers right now and in their little team meeting, like, how do the Eagles beat us? By passing the ball. Like, that, it's like, it's kind of like the only option right now. Like, obviously they can have some run plays that are big and stuff, but, like, they need to pass the ball. Hudson is very good at throwing it. They got talented receivers. So, like, they need to keep pressure and keep him contained and collapse. Contain Hudson and then collapse on him. Do not give him the space nor the time to turn on his natural ability to beat you. Because if you don't, if you get lackadaisical on rushing him, if you give him time to throw, time to read the field, if you don't contain him and you just collapse, he'll outrun you on the outside and then take it up the field for a gain, even though it was a pass play. So when you look at this, like, what do the Loggers need to do? It's contain and collapse on Hudson Hillgart for the second half. You do that, you might give up a touchdown, might even give up two touchdowns. But, like, if you can keep that, if you score no points as the Loggers in the second half and you only give up two touchdowns, you still win. Like, you still win 24 or 28 to 38, right? So it's like, that's their key to success. For the Schwamburg and Screaming Eagles, the key to success right now is pass protection. I think it's straight up. It's kind of like the inverse. And just like how the Loggers are having a discussion, like, how do the Eagles beat us? It's the pass game. The Eagles are having the same conversation. It's like, how do we beat the Loggers right now? It's with passing. Like, we have to get chunk yards. We have to get our big guys. We are, like, our guys playing. And although I think Bonga, the main running back for the Schwamburg Screaming Eagles, has had a good game so far, it's starting to get out of hand as far as having a bruiser back kind of bull rushing down the field. Great when the game's close or you're ahead, but kind of tough to do when you're behind. So they got to have better protection than Hudson. He's got to have at least 2 to 3 more seconds, which is a lot in football. But if you give that to him, that's all the time he needs. Dalton, Corbin, Dylan, these guys can get open very quickly. They run clean routes, they run good routes, and they know how to create separation. And so that's my keys to success in the second half for both teams. Contain and collapse Hudson Hillgard if you're the Loggers. And for the Screaming Eagles, it's better pass protection for Hudson Hillgard. I think I'm going to go back to Phillips. I think Aaron Dulaski needs to get more carries in this game. They've been doing a lot to BJ, who's been playing great, by the way, and Shea Dennezy's been holding the ball. Even Colin Kleinschmidt got the ball a little bit, as well as number 18, Evan Hollinger. But, like, you know, when you before the game, I'm looking at stuff, and you're like, oh, Aaron Delancey's leading the whole conference in rush yards. But he's been, I mean, he's had a couple plays that have been good. Like, it's not like he's been silent, but he's been quiet. So I'm going to add another one for Phil's loggers. Get Aaron Delancey the ball. Let's see him start to tear it up. And even if you had to do more conventional, right, where he's in the backfield and you hand it off to him versus a sweep or reverse or whatever, the fake stuff, which is tough to say. Like, it's not like it's not working. They're up 38-12, right? It sounds like I'm talking to loggers like, they're winning 38-12. It's just kind of like, how do we put the stamp on this game to win and go 8-0 and be the conference champions, right? This is, for them, they're playing for the champion right now. And I think they need to get Aaron Delancey the ball more and contain Hudson Hilgard. Swamming the Screaming Eagles, I think Dalton Schmidt is your big guy you got to get the ball to. Carbon Phelps is kind of hurt, so it's going to be tough to rely on him. But Dalton is a big, talented senior, and you know you can rely on him. We're going to go to one more commercial break, and when we come back, it's going to be the second half of this rivalry football game. Loggers lead 38-12 over the Screaming Eagles. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Luckily, October is Car Care Month. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more on all makes and models. We'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you the game tonight between the Swampwood Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. The score is 38-12, Loggers in the lead. They added 3 minutes to the halftime timer, and they get me every time. Every time I think I'm like, oh, I got to kick it to break here, and we get back, love the second half. As soon as I do that, bam, I see them adjust the time. So, here we go. I get a little bit more time to talk to you, the listener. I'm not, there's no segment or nothing, just things that I've purely enjoyed in this game. It's a lot of fun to watch these loggers operate their offense. I think they're a well-coached team. Like, just not, and this is not like they're well-coached versus the Eagles aren't well-coached. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just like, there are certain things that the Loggers team is doing that are clean and crisp that I'm like, that's just good coaching. Like, a couple of the onside recoveries, the Loggers, whatever Logger goes to get the ball, if they get that ball, and bam, immediately they lay down on that ball. Like, if they don't play with it, they don't try to. They just know that their mission is to not turn over the ball and give the Eagles, who have a potent offense, the ability to score and catch up. Like, they make good decisions, right? They had that one drive with a couple penalties that was a little undisciplined, but outside of that literal one drive and then a one penalty on a different one, they've been a relatively clean team as far as it comes to penalties. And same with the Eagles. The Eagles have committed very little penalties this game. A couple false starts, but they've cleaned it up. I wouldn't say the penalties have really been that big of an effect in the overall grand scheme of things. So both teams coached well on that. My favorite move of the whole first half was by Shea Dennison, the quarterback of the Loggers. He did that fake handoff, and then he did a spin move forward to hide the ball on the fake. And he made it about 5-6 yards before anyone realized he had the ball, myself included. And then he cut it left and then had this huge foot race. And he just started to pull away like a track star and scored that touchdown. That was a treat to watch, to be honest. And for the Eagles, my favorite thing to watch was that first touchdown they had was Hudson goes back to pass on 4th and 5. 4th and 6, 4th and 5, I can't remember. And Dylan Heath runs a great route where he fakes out the corner or safety, I can't remember. I don't know exactly who was covering him, but he kind of faked the post route, and the defender 100% bit on that, and then he cut it to a corner route, and then Dylan's wide open for a nice rainbow pass from Hudson Hilgar for a touchdown. So it's like both teams are just showing you that they can play football. They can absolutely play at a high level. But Loggers are just showing you that they just it's like when I talk about the Eagles, you're like, oh, they can do this, they can do this. They're explosive, they're fast, they're quick. Their quarterback can do this, that. Dalton's big. But they have a clear weakness in their run defense, which, by the way, they really shored up in the second quarter, which I'm very proud of because they've been run on very easily by pretty much everyone in the conference. Whereas the Loggers, I'm like, I don't know if they have a weakness on their roster. Like, seriously, they're 7-0 for a reason, right? If they clean out this, if they finish the second half in the lead, they are the conference champions. They're 8-0. So let's see what they got. All right, second half is geared to start. Here comes the kick. It is onside. Eagles flub it, and Eagles get it. Wow. The Eagles, it bounced off one of the Eagles' arms, but that is number 80, Sean Morgan. Freshman does a great job of jumping on that ball in the backfield. Man, those onside kicks really make you hold your breath. Loggers looking to try to get that ball back right away, but unsuccessful. And the Eagles have great field position at their own 46-yard line, 1st and 10. Corbin Phelps on the field. Doesn't look like he's favoring a leg right now, so that's good. And Hudson is now in at shotgun with Bonga in the backfield. Motion left by Bonga. Hudson keeps as they follow the blocker. Hudson probably at 4 or 5 yards as he's met with some tacklers. And good gain to start out this offense. And they will, on their first play, enter into enemy territory as they are 2nd and 5 on the Loggers 49-yard line. If you're just joining us, the second half just started. 11 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this third quarter. Loggers lead 38-12 against the Screaming Eagles, who are on offense driving the ball. Who's Martell, receiver on the left. Hudson, shotgun, Bonga in the backfield. Ball hiked. It's a reverse to Dalton Schmidt, and then he pulls it back left. He's able to rush forward for a couple yards. They decide to get a little tricky, but they were able to push the ball forward to what looks to be spotted at the 47-yard line. 1, 2, 3. It'll be 3rd and 3 on the nice little game. They'll do that fake off to Dalton Schmidt, everyone, then he'll immediately counter run with it. All right. Corbin Phelps lined up on the left side. Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Dalton Schmidt at tight end. Bonga left in motion. Hudson Hilgar keeps, hands it to Dalton Schmidt, who pitches it forward. He has to keep running. We have a potential pile push, but we don't get it. Another 2-yard gain. It's going to be 4th and 1 at the Loggers 45-yard line. The line to gain is at the 44. It is 4th and 1. It's four down territory. See what the Eagles got here. Receiver left, Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson fakes the handoff. It's another fumble. It's going to be picked up by the Loggers. Oh, Hudson. I don't know if he got, if he just took a big shot. It looks like he did. Oh, man. The Loggers, that is now their fourth turnover forced. The Eagles' 4th turnover. Two forced fumbles on Hudson Hilgard as a carrier and 2 interceptions. Man, this is Hudson's playing his worst game of the season so far. And now the Loggers take over at midfield. 1 running back, quarterback, and shotgun. Hiked to number 80, and we have a false start immediately after I praised the discipline of the Loggers. This doesn't mean they're not disciplined. I'm just laughing that I had a little time to talk about how I really appreciate how well coached there. They had a false start. It happens. It really does. All right. So they're going to be first and 15. Taking over, it'll be at their own 45 with 9 minutes and 27 seconds in the third quarter. They lead 38-12. All right, Loggers. Quarterback and shotgun with the running back right next to him. It goes straight to BJ, carries it up the gut, dodges a couple guys, gets about an 8-yard gain to push it to second and 7. Keeps it in between the hashes as he's able to dance his way up the field. Good vertical running. BJ is tough to tackle. He's 5'6", 140, and he's just able to kind of zip on through. Smooth running. All right. Shotgun with one. It's another direct snap to BJ. I'm sorry, not BJ. Yeah, it is BJ. Carries it down the field. He's gone. 10, 5, touchdown. He's so fast. He carries that right. It's not even a sweep call. It looks like it's going to be run through the B gap, maybe the C gap, but he just gets around the edge and then rips it down the field for a 47-yard run. Wow. That is now 44-12. And here we go for the two-point conversion. All right, BJ, running back next to the quarterback. Ball hike to BJ. Now he's looking to pass. Wide open. Does he get it? He does. They've run that play now two or three times, and he's been open every single time. Now number two, Lane Abraham, gets the conversion. So the score moves up to 46-12. I'd like to remind everyone that Mercy Rules kick in at 35-point lead. And do not go away, even if that lead goes below 35 points. But we're at 34, so the Eagles, this is kind of their shot. They have to score here. Otherwise, time will move into a moving clock, and they will have a very, very short amount of time to try to bring this game back. But they can keep it within 34. Obviously, if they score, they can try to kick it down to 26 again. They can keep the clock from just continuously moving. So, all right. I would imagine the Loggers are going to try to onside kick here. Loggers have zero reason to pull off the gas here. They want to be conference champions. They want to be undefeated. They don't want to share this title with Rib Lake or Hurley. Why would they want to do that? So the Eagles, they got to figure out a way to get back in this game. All right. Here comes the kick. Oh, it's a legit kick, end over end. All right. Ball's going to be received by number two, and he's going to get tackled with a long field. And Dylan Eath, oh, we have a penalty thrown after the play. Usually that's unsportsmanlike conduct or roughing somebody. All right, we'll see. Refs are conferring. Waiting to see what was called. Well, right now the ball is placed at the 25-yard line of the Screaming Eagles, and we'll see if it's going to move back or if it's going to move forward. Personal foul on the Screaming Eagles. It'll still be first down, so it is going to be... If it's a 10-yard penalty, let's see. It might be on a block in the back. Yep. Okay. So, oh, it's a 15-yard penalty. So, oh, half the distance to the goal. That's what it is. Okay. It was a 15-yarder, like, categorized, but because it was within certain area, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. So, they will take over an offense first and 10. First and 10 at the, I believe, the 12-yard line. All right, chain gain's getting set. 8 minutes and 42 seconds left in the third quarter. Scores 46-12, Loggers in the lead. Ball hiked, Hudson looking to throw. Gets a nice quick pass to Corbin Phelps. for a nice 7 to 8 yard gain. Nice little slant route there. Little catch, and that was a good pass by Hudson Hilgar, who had to throw that under pressure. Zipped it in there. Corbin Phelps is still nursing whatever he hurt, and after every play, every time he runs a route, he's running hard. He comes off the field. So, Goose Martell, receiver on the left side, Bong on the backfield, Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked, here comes the blitz. It is handed off immediately to Bonga, who's pulled down on the blitz and for no gain. So it'll be 3rd and 3 here, a little bit past the 20-yard line. Corbin Phelps is back in the lineup. All right, let's see what the Eagles got here. Chain together some first downs here. The Loggers have given up 0 big plays, like the big. They've given up obviously a couple touchdowns off some drives, but nothing. No big plays given up here. All right, wide receiver right, Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Ball hiked. It's handed off to Morgan, who carries it all the way for a first down. Great run by number 80, Sean Morgan, the freshman, carrying it, pushing the chains forward. That was a good play call. It was a fake to Bonga, which everyone bid on, including me. And then I was like, oh, I was like, man, this is going to be a turnover on downs. And then Morgan goes flying on the right side, gets around the corner, gets the first down. Nice play. Nice game. Keep the drive going. Okay. Ball is officially placed at the 29-yard line of the Eagles, 1st and 10. Wide receiver left. Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Hilgard's got the ball. Hand off to Dalton Schmidt, who gets it, carries it upfield. Good, about 3 to 4 yards. He lowered his shoulder and pushed himself as far as he could go. All right. 6 minutes and 40 seconds remain here in the third quarter. The score is 46-12, Loggers in the lead, with Eagles driving to try to get their 12 to be a little bit higher. All right. Corbin Phelps, the receiver on the left side. Bong in the backfield. Hilgar with 5 linemen here. Bonga, motion left. Hilgar keeps following his blockers. And the Loggers are just doing such a great job of contain and then collapse. Basically the corner forces them inside, and the defensive end didn't get blocked that play. So he actually was able to chase down Hudson from behind and really prevent him from really getting, I think he got 1 yard. So 29 yard. Yeah, no, he did get 1 yard. So now it's 3rd and 6. So the line to gain is at the 35. 5 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Receiver right, 5 linemen. Dolmsford's a tight end on the left side. Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson looking to pass. He's able to throw it to Dalton Schmidt for a nice catch. I think it's going to be short, though. It's going to be short, just by about a yard. Great catch at the sideline. He kind of caught that, but the ball was kind of in his arm. But Dalton did a great job of pulling it in. It's going to be 4th and short. Little less than a yard, like maybe 2/3 of a yard. Here we go. This is why Bong is here. Are they going to give it to the big guy? Or are they going to try to get cute? Let's see. Wide receiver right, Hudson in shotgun with Bong in the backfield. Ball hike. Hudson keeps, runs forward, first down. Great patient running by Hudson Hilgard. All right. The drive continues as the ball has been placed at the 37-yard line with 5 minutes and 15 seconds in this third quarter. All right. Receiver left, Bong in the backfield, 5 linemen, Hudson in shotgun. Ball's handed off to their big guy in the middle. He carries it up, carries the pile forward. What I thought was going to be a 2-yard gain ended up being a 5-yard gain. See, now that's what I'm used to. I'm used to Bonga falling forward for a couple yards. All right, 2nd and 5. Ball has now been pushed past the 40-yard line. Now 43-yard line is where the ball is at on the Eagles' side of the field. You just joined us here in the third quarter. It's 4 minutes and 25 seconds remain. The Loggers lead 46-12 over the Screaming Eagles, who are driving the ball right now. It's 2nd and 5 at their own 42. Tever right, shotgun. Ball hiked, Hudson looking, pass the ball. He's able to escape one, throws the ball. It's going to be caught on what I thought might have been a third interception. Number 56 for the Loggers tries to go for the swat. Braden misses it, and then Dalton Schmidt, who never gave up on the ball, was able to catch and turn it up the field and get a good gain off what was that could have been a bad turn of events. So great catch. Lucky throw. I mean, the defender was there to make the play, so I'm not going to say that was a good throw. Definitely wasn't the smart one, but it turned out good anyway. So now the Eagles enter enemy territory. The ball is placed at the 45, 1st and 10. Wide receiver right, shotgun, Bong in the backfield. Ball handed off to Dalton, who carries it up the field. That's a 5-yard gain. It's going to be 2nd and 5. Come on. 3 minutes and 30 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Screaming Eagles have had a very efficient drive, because I would like to remind everyone they started back at their own, 12. And now they are at the opponent's 40-yard line, running out almost this entire third quarter just on this one drive alone. All right, 3 wide receivers left, 1 right. Looks like the Loggers are going to bring 3 in pressure. Hudson in shotgun. It's going to be a four pressure blitz, pass up the middle, and Dalton Schmidt was the intended receiver, but Hudson had to get rid of the ball faster than he wanted, and so he couldn't deliver the ball where he wanted to on the route tree. Good pressure brought by the Loggers, who are not giving Hudson the time he wants, nor should they give it to him. All righty. Wide receiver right, Dylan East is now on the tight end position on the left. Quarterback in shotgun. Ball hike. He follows his blockers right and cuts it back inside. He's able to lunge forward. Looks like he'll be short of the first down, but it's going to be very close. It's going to be very close. Maybe about 4th and less than 1. Not inches, though. Maybe 4th and 2 feet. It's right there. 2 minutes and 51 seconds remain in the third quarter. Is this the second or third? This might be the third fourth down attempt here this drive. They've had 2 conversions already. And they're doing a good job here. All right, Screaming Eagles. Shotgun with Bong on the backfield. Corbin Phelps is receiver on the right side. Dylan East is the tight end on the right side as well. It's a handoff. Oh, Hudson Hilgart keeps the ball on what looked like a... I actually don't know who was supposed to keep it. It looks like it's going to be a turnover on downs. Let's see where the ref places it. Yep, turnover on downs. Loggers do a good job. They say, hey, you converted twice, but not 3 times in a row. Loggers now get the ball with a chance to score here in the third quarter. There's 2 minutes and 17 seconds remain. They lead 46-12. The Loggers can score. It'll push into mercy and mercy rules, and the clock will begin to run. Handoff to BJ, who carries it over on the right side, makes 1 tackle, and is able to kind of dance his way forward for about a 7-yard gain. All right. 2nd and 3. Jeffrey Man, BJ is having a stellar game tonight. Seriously. All right. Quarterback and shotgun with the one tailback. Ball hiked, handed off, and he's taken down in the backfield. Number 18 had no chance. Evan Hollinger had no chance to even make a play. The moment he touched that ball, he had two Eagles tackling him. So the clock runs, 1 minute and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. And now it is third, and let's count it on the official 1, 2, 3, 4. So it was a 2 yard loss on that run. Okay. Quarterback and shotgun with the running back right next to him. Direct snap to BJ, who sweeps it left. Has to beat the pressure, and he does not. And so with that, we now have fourth down for the Loggers. Screaming Eagles looking to force a turnover on downs here. I mean, your Loggers are 46-12. You got to consider, do they punt here? They go for it. They don't get it. It's a short field for the Eagles. And I know we're kind of in that territory, but like the Eagles are kind of at the point where there's just not enough time to come back and win. But, you know, it's just something to consider. All right, they're going for it. All right. They're at their own 42, fourth and five. Running back next to the quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked. The fake handoff forward. He's able to get the first down and more. He's gone. 30, 20, 10, and touchdown, Loggers. If the answer on the question for the test is can the Loggers score from anywhere, the answer is true. Yes. You circle it, you send it in, you get your 100% and an A on the test. Wow, what a run. They got another touchdown here to push the score to 52-12. It is now officially a 40-point lead, and now that is over 35 points, and we have running clock for the remainder of this game. The only exceptions will be timeouts, change of possessions, and scores. Quarterback and shotgun, ball hiked, carries right, look into there, decides to maybe pass, can't do it, whips it over, interception by the Screaming Eagles on the two-point conversion, which completely ends the play immediately, and it's no good. So, the score will remain 52-12. Loggers, a commanding, dominant game. All righty. 7 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Eagles have one quarter of running clock to try to put together some good plays, get some good film for their game against Thorpe next week. Next week, the Suwamun Screaming Eagles will have their last game of the season. It's a home game, and they will be hosting Thorpe. I do not know the team of Thorpe. This is a non-conference game as they're traveling quite a distance here. So we're looking to accept them with open arms. We love good football, and looking forward to that game next week. But we can't have that game yet because we're still in this one. 7 seconds remain. I would imagine the Loggers are not going to onside here. Nope, they're lining up for the big kick here, end over end. So here we go. Refs have blown the whistle. They are ready. And boom, end over end. It is a long kick over his head. It's going to be a touchback. All right. That was a great kick. Okay, Screaming Eagles take over on offense here at the end of the third quarter. 7 seconds remain. We're almost there. All righty. If you're just joining us here on 98Q Country, I'm Steve Jellin bringing you the game between the Suwamun Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. Loggers are putting on a schlacking right now as they are lead 52-12 with the third quarter about to be over. All righty. Ball is hiked. Hand off to Derek Bonga. He decides to go horizontal. We have a potential holding call here as I just saw a penalty thrown. See what the ref says? Holding on the Screaming Eagles, 100%. So that will be first and 10, now becomes first and 20. The clock goes down to zero, so that should be end of third quarter as we head into the fourth quarter. Yep, there it is. Okay. All right. That is the conclusion of the third quarter. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back with fourth quarter football.